Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 125, entitled, Consistently Evaluate Your Life. A few days ago, I took my grandson back home after spending 4 nights with him. It was a blessing. Though he is barely a month old, keeping me up late and waking me up early, it was reminiscent of when my children were babies themselves. What I realized is how precious life is. That time for us on earth stops or pauses for no one. Not since it stood still for Joshua and the Israelites as they conquered their enemies. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 of the King James Version. We need a heart of thankfulness at all times to be able to recognize supernatural guidance through the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Revelations chapter 3 verse 20 of the King James Version. But you must let him in. As we grow older, God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding should increase in our lives. That level of peace that surpasses all understanding should evolve. The ability to trust him in all things should be less cumbersome for self. The fruits of our spirit should be abundant, high yielding. We are encouraged in the book of John, "He who believes in me, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from the innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water." Chapter 7, verse 38 of the Amplified Version. Our hearts should become more vulnerable in him, in our willingness to love others. Our moral character and integrity should escalate. Our love for self and others should be increasingly boundless. Let me backtrack for a moment. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience. Not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 of the Amplified Version. Zeal and devotion for the Lord should cultivate and abound, making inevitable changes less anxious and more fertile as we trust him. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 of the Amplified Version. Please be aware that change is unavoidable. I have seen individuals who stayed with employers, in relationships, and circumstances for years, and am guilty of this myself. Listen to how God responds in the book of Zephaniah. "It will come about at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who, like old wine, are stagnant in spirit, who says in their hearts, 'The Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.'" This is why we must not remain still in certain areas. Physically immovable, doubting God's willingness and ability to punish sin. Even worse, being spiritually wrecked. I have been forced out of a situation. It was a harrowing torment and painful, even though it was of God. Now He only has to speak to me. What is amazing? The way has already been prepared because the steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and He delights in His way and blesses His path. Psalms 37, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. Be mindful that God is a consuming fire, always moving and encouraging us to look forward and never back. It is why the example of Lot's wife was given early in His word, in the book of Genesis. What became evident to me is that life is but a breath. I listened to a song on repeat, Richard Smallwood's My Everything. I am cognizant that Jesus is my life. The Holy Spirit is real, and He, the Father, and the Son are one. Why must we evaluate our walk? It allows us to appreciate all that He has done, to be thankful and content with where we are. Knowing this, trust God, and more importantly, we must humble ourselves before Him. The Almighty, we cannot find Him. He is exalted in power, and He will not do violence to nor disregard justice and abundant righteousness. Men therefore fear Him. He does not regard nor respect any who are wise in heart, in their own understanding and conceit. Job chapter 37, verses 23 to 24 of the Amplified Version. Remember Paul's words. I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of His return. Philippians 1 verse 6 of the Amplified Version. And I agree. Finally, you should be steadfast and immovable, secure in this key precept. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps Israel will neither slumber briefly nor sleep soundly. Psalm 121, verses 2 through 4 of the Amplified Version. He knows the plans that He has for you, to prosper you and not to harm you, that you should always remain hopeful for your future. So don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't look back. Set your face like flint, strong, firm, and indestructible, like a rock, and keep moving forward. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining me again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.